What's up, birds? What's good? What's happening? I'm just popping in. 'Cause it's Friday, baby. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. Happy Friday to everybody who's hanging out with me today. Happy Friday. And again, just in case nobody has told you today, you're awesome. You're amazing. You're wonderful. You're a once in a lifetime experience, not an everyday occurrence. And I'm here just to remind you who you are and whose you are. And again, let's get ready to crush the weekend. August is around the corner. We gonna crush August. If you didn't crush July, that's fine. July is way back there, like even though we still in it. July is still back there. Now we're looking towards the future. We're looking at August, which basically we're gonna have a challenge in August, and you can get in one of two ways. Either you can get on my Super Stomach Shredder membership. So DM me hashtag SSS to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. Or you can get my special, my online special, 6 months for $100. If you want that, hit me up, hashtag 100, and we'll hook you up because the challenge for August is we're going to lose 20 pounds during the month of August. We're going to go from good to what? Now, do me a favor in the comment section. Tell me some events you have coming up that you want to look awesome for. Let me see who I got with me. I got Sonya up in here. I got Lisa up in here. Alicia, the queen of the South, up in here. What's good? What's good? What's good? Tell me some stuff you got coming up that you want to look awesome for. Again, we're dropping 20 during the month of August. So let's go. DM me either hashtag SSS or hashtag 100. So let's get ready to kill it. Now, with that being said, take your shoes off. Because anytime I ask you to take your shoes off, I'm about to step on your toes. I do it because I love you and I got to make sure you're good. So I'm about to give you your life homework. When you've taken your shoes off, put shoes in the comment section for me, please. Put shoes in the comments in the section when you've taken your shoes off. And if I step on your toes doing this whole broadcast, put toes in the comments, or just say, "Coach, you stepping on my toe. You talk about me. You done hit a nerve. You done hit a nerve. This was for me, coach. So just let me know if I'm talking to you." Okay, so I got shoes. Okay, got shoes. Okay, now let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. This is your life homework. Okay. I need for you to stop looking at the scoreboard. Stop looking at the scoreboard. You're constantly, let me give you something good. When I played ball at Clemson, I didn't have to look at the scoreboard to know if I was winning or losing. Even if I never looked up, I knew if we were winning or losing. Without even looking at the scoreboard, I knew if we were ahead by a bunch or if we needed to catch up by a bunch. I knew that. I didn't need to constantly look up. And see, that's what a lot of y'all are guilty of doing. You're looking up at the scoreboard and you're thinking, "Dang, I should be further along than I am. My 40th birthday is coming up, and I thought I'd be a lot further along. My 50th birthday is coming up, and I thought I would be so much further along." And see, you're constantly looking at the scoreboard, and you're constantly thinking, "Dang, I'm behind. I'm behind." So you start making mistakes. I know people who constantly make mistakes because they look at the scoreboard and they feel like, "Dang, I'm near 50. Shoot, I need to get married to somebody." And then you mess around and pick the wrong person. Now you get divorced, and now you're questioning yourself when all you had to do was stop being nosy and stop looking at that scoreboard. I have people who have previously been on the program who constantly would weigh themselves every day. I have people who would constantly weigh themselves different times of the day. Why? Because you're nosy. You're always looking at the scoreboard. You're always looking at numbers. Here's my challenge. Start trusting yourself. And start trusting your outcome. Even better, start trusting that you're going to win. I have people in my life right now, and you probably like this too. Every morning you check your account just to make sure all the money's still up. Why? You know, you probably know within the penny or the dollar of where you are. You check it every day, and it's still pretty much the same from where you thought it would be. You don't have to check on stuff. One of the things I always say is you don't have to check on God. That part right there, you don't have to check on God, because that's really what you're doing. Anytime you keep looking up, you don't trust nobody. You don't trust nothing. So you always have to look and check. But doesn't that go against faith? Because in all actuality, let's keep it a buck. When you're always checking the scoreboard, you always got your hands on stuff, you're operating in fear. You're not operating in faith. You're constantly operating in fear because you're always assuming the worst. If I'm always assuming the worst, how can I get God's best? If I'm always expecting bad stuff to happen, because let's face it, that's what you're doing. Anytime you always look and you always check and you always got your hands on stuff, let's keep it a buck. You're doing it because you assume that the roof is about to cave in, it's about to fall in on your head. You're expecting all kind of bad stuff. You're looking for all kind of bad stuff. You're anticipating bad stuff. And so when it does happen to you, it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. In a sense, I'm looking for bad stuff. I find bad stuff. Let's take it a little bit deeper. Seek and ye shall find. So what I'm constantly looking for, no matter if it's good or bad, I'm going to find. So if you stop looking for bad stuff, you'll stop getting bad stuff. If I start looking for good stuff, I'm going to constantly find good stuff, which leads to my next level of good stuff. Stop constantly checking that scoreboard. Let's work on our faith. Because again, the fear part, we have mastered. And it hasn't produced anything. A lot of you are still in the same spot because you operate in fear. Let's try that other side. Let's operate in faith. Let's operate with expectation. Let's operate in love. Let's operate coming from the understanding of we were chosen for this time to do awesome and amazing things. But again, if you stuck on the small stuff and fear got a good hold of you and doubt got hold of you and anxiety got hold of you and you're constantly sad and depressed all the time, you can't do nothing awesome and amazing because you got so many soul ties connected to you. When all you need to start doing is start snipping. You got to start snipping. You got to start cutting some stuff off that's not helping you. You got to start cutting some people off that's not helping you. But it goes back to you. Everything starts and finishes with you. Okay? So first move, stop checking the scoreboard. Second move, operate in faith and not in fear. Can we agree? Moving forward, because I want you to be successful in all areas of life, not just looking good. Because again, we just don't want you to look good, but your mind bad. Your perspective is awful. You're negative. She looks good, but she sure is negative. She look good, but she sure is hateful. Man, she got a banging body, but she ain't optimistic at all. I mean, at all. You might as well stay the way you were, because that's false advertisement. She look good, but she can find the worst in every situation. She is a downer. She always expecting bad stuff to happen. We can't even get happy because she's looking for the next bad thing to happen. She looking for the shoe to drop. We ain't doing that no more. We're not doing that anymore. Again, faith and fear can't live in the same spot. You got to choose a team. Either be faithful or be fearful. Be nervous all the time. Be afraid all the time. Sacrifice your peace.
It's 10 o'clock.
Sacrifice your joy. Who wants to do that? I like peace. I like joy. I like being optimistic. I like looking forward to stuff. I like the idea of my next level self and achieving my next level self. So come join me. We're going to do it together. So that's what's up. So love each and every single last one of you. Make sure you like. Make sure you share. If you're not subscribed to this channel, make sure you subscribe to this awesome and amazing channel. Because again, I'm going to bless your look, but I'm going to bless your life also too. So again, we're going to do a August 20-pound challenge. So again, if you want to be a part of that, if you want the 6 months of online, in which normally it's $180, but I'm going to save you $80, DM me, hashtag 100. If you want the supplement line to go with the online workout program, hit me up, hashtag SSS, to get the super stomach shredder membership. And that consists of the ketone, which curbs your appetite, the Brazilian burn, burn stomach fat, and you also get the online workout program along with it. So let's go. DM me right now. Let's lose 20 pounds and let's go from good to what? During the month of August, because I know you got events coming up and I want to help you look amazing for it. So let's go get it. Love y'all. I'm going to have an awesome weekend. And again, let's continue to crush and dominate. But again, stop checking that scoreboard. I'm gone. Be good.